Now, a former soldier is to be charged with the killing of Aidan McInnespy, who was shot dead on his way to a GAA match in County Tyrone in February 1988. The Public Prosecution Service reversed an earlier decision to drop charges against the man who claimed he fired the fatal shot by accident. It's led to some unionists branding this as an imbalance in the justice system. The Ulster Unionist Party MLA, Doug Beattie, with us this morning. Morning to you, Doug.
Good morning, Stephen.
And the commentator, Jude Collins. Morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, let's hear your views on this, Doug, this decision by the PPS.
Well, the first thing I've got to say, Stephen, and I'll be very careful because this is an open case, but I will be really, really careful. What happened in that day in 1998, I could probably write the script for it because I've seen that sort of thing happen on so many occasions over many, many years in the military. But we have followed the evidence, and the evidence has decided that there is a case for him to answer manslaughter under gross negligence. And I think that's the way that we should go, and we should let the courts do their job. My problem is that this seems to be very selective and that we are not looking at the whole thing in the round, where there are people who are walking our streets today who are not being investigated, and yet they are responsible for some of the worst human rights abuses in our country has ever seen. And I feel to get some sort of balance, we need to look at this in its total, as opposed to just looking at individuals and state cases.
Jude Collins?
Well, I should just say, Stephen, that there's a lot of static on the line, so I hope you can hear me okay.
I can.
Unionist politicians, I've always been struck by this, that they have been throughout the conflict and now, reluctant to draw equivalence between the security forces and the paramilitaries. And ways I think they were right, because, I mean, we pay for the British soldiers, we pay for the police service to protect us, and where in cases where they have been found guilty or are being charged with actually attacking the civilian population rather than protecting them, that does seem to me to make them in a different class. However, if you're talking about the Aidan McInnespy case, again, as Doug says, you have to be very careful what you say. But, I mean, this is a case that happened 30 years ago, and we're only bringing it now as a manslaughter case. And I think if you were to talk to the family of McInnespy, talk to the community there, you would find that they would be very supportive of the notion of a case being brought.
Does it not come down to this, Doug Beattie, that the Public Prosecution Service has to be seen and be trusted to be an impartial body, Doug Beattie, and they have looked at the evidence and have decided that a charge should be brought.
And
there's no implication of guilt or innocence here, because a court will decide that.
Absolutely, Stephen. And I've been on record on many occasions saying that nobody is above the law. We should follow the evidence, be you a soldier, policeman, member of the public, or indeed if you're a politician. In fact, I know of a manslaughter charge against a soldier for gross misconduct, a gross negligence, which is happening in Great Britain at this moment in time. So it's not an unusual thing. I think the problem a lot of people have is the time lag, and there's an issue in regards to that. But I think there's also a problem where they feel that there's an imbalance, because we are looking at a very selective few cases. We had over 40,000 victims of the Troubles, Stephen. Many of those have lived a life of misery because they lost limbs, they are disfigured, and the police are not going to even investigate their cases because they say they have no resources. 15,000 bombings, which were down to the terrorists, and they are not going to be investigated unless there was a fatality. And I think that is absolutely shameful. So where I say follow the evidence, you know, you have to do an investigation to follow the evidence. And if we're going to investigate, let's investigate everything. Let's not pick a few selective cases and investigate them.
Yeah, but they can't. The Public Prosecution Service cannot, Doug, be in a situation where they say, OK, we've done one soldier. We need to do, you know, and try to balance it in some type of way. That's not their role. Their role is to look at the evidence. Does it meet the threshold? And then they decide to prosecute.
Yes, Stephen, and you have to listen to what I'm saying. And I'm saying they should be allowed to do exactly that. but they're only looking at what's presented in front of them. They're only looking at a file that's given to them by an investigation by our police service. And if the police service are not investigating these cases, then they're never going to go in front of the Director of Public Prosecution for them to decide whether there's a case to answer or not. And if somebody tells me that we live in a country where attempted murder should be forgotten about, then I say that they're absolutely wrong. And it is not balanced, it's not fair, it's not just. And there are people out there who have lived a life of misery, have been injured in the 70s, who will not have their cases reinvestigated. I don't think that's right.
Jude?
I can barely hear you, Stephen, and I can hear very little of what Doug Beattie is saying. But if we're talking about the question of imbalance in terms of prosecutions being brought, in terms of the security forces or paramilitaries, I think you've got to get around two difficulties. One is that the chief, the assistant chief constable, Mark Hamilton, is on record, who leads the PSNI legacy branch. He is on record as saying that we're carrying out our duties according to the law and according to what we've been asked to do and required to do. And the PSNI then cite the number of legacy investigations that they were involved in, and they list 1,188 killings, 530 attributed to Republicans, 271 to Loyalists, and 354 attributed to security forces. 33 of these are unknown. So the officer in charge, the assistant chief constable, is contradicting this notion of an imbalance against security forces or British Army people.
Okay.
And also, the former director of public prosecutions, Barra McGrory, is on record also as saying that he strongly rejected this notion that they're part of some kind of witch hunt against ex-soldiers. And he said in Irish News last year, the simple and clear reality is that we deal with cases that are referred to us in accordance with a code for prosecutors. There is no imbalance of approach within the PPS.
So okay. All
you
right.
Really have to get around that before you can say there's an injustice.
Okay. Jude and Doug, thank you very much indeed.